I'm going to share. And I think this is the last week that we are off from Israel. Next
Oh,
week,
right.
we have a double parsha. I think you have a single parsha. You're going to do Parshat Chukat this week. And we're reading Korach.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Korach, which worked out because it meant that Zohar Atkins, who I've mentioned before, his
Yeah.
shiur is out of the Israel schedule. So I got it last week. And I liked it so much, I'm just going to read it straight through. We're just going to look at Zohar Atkins' approach to Parshat Korach. It starts with a history lesson. Okay? In the summer of 1945, in a house on the Keizersgracht in Amsterdam, a man sat an easel under guard and set out to prove his innocence by painting a perfect fake. Han van Meegeren, have you heard of him?
No.
I had not heard of him either. Had been arrested that May for selling a national treasure to the enemy. Vermeer, that passed through Hermann Göring's collection during the occupation, the charge of collaboration carried a penalty of death. His defense was that there.
Carried with the change collaborate carried.
I'm gonna probably put a sick there, right? That's what he said. It's the penalty of death.
Okay, I mean, I
But it,
understand it. The word is not missing. It
yeah,
just.
it, it's you know,
Okay.
I think it's
Okay.
actually, I think there's a word missing.
The penalty of.
I'm gonna put a sick in there because that's not my mistake. I'm just quoting him straight. Okay. His offense that was that there had never been a treasure, he had sold a fake. Because Han van Meegeren was a Dutch art dealer who sold what well, the equivalent now of millions of dollars worth of Vermeers. His claim is he never sold a single Vermeer. He had forged them all, right? The court did not believe him, so they gave him canvas and brushes and pigments to the ground the old way, posted observers in Doris studio, and let him do what he swore he had already done. Over the following weeks, he produced a new Vermeer. He called it Jesus Among the Doctors. And I have a picture here. There's him painting a 400-year-old painting. Nah, 300-year-old. A grave young Christ standing among the elders of the temple, and no living expert could lift the hand in it apart from the master's. Yes,
Oh, this is
everybody's
another
putting.
weird. No living
Yeah,
expert could lift
lift
the
the hand.
hand
That's
in
definitely
it.
his words here. I'm
Okay,
not.
got it, got
I mean,
it.
he, basically, you cannot distinguish here. Could lift the hand of it, right? Could pull it out from the actual masters. And he said 8 years before that, the greatest authority in Dutch painting than alive, Abraham Bredius, had stood in front of Van Meegeren's supper at Emmaus. Here we go. There's a supper at Emmaus. Emmaus. And
So
written
wait,
that.
he's creating new scenes or he's copying old
No,
ones?
this is completely original. No, there's not copying anything. He is right. He is creating a poet painting because, and then 8 years before, he had sold this supper at Emmaus, this painting, and the expert on Dutch painting said he was looking at the masterpiece of Johannes Vermeer of Delft, Rembrandt Society, bought for a sum that would run to millions today and hung in Rotterdam as the crown of the collection. Okay, Van Meegeren, this is his defense, remember, I mean, because he's going to get convicted of death if he actually sells real Vermeers, because that's collaborating. But cheating Göring is probably, you could get him a medal. Right. Vermeer had baked the canvas in the oven until the fresh paint had set hard at 3 centuries, rolled it until the surface cracked, worked ink down to the cracks so that the craquelicure liqueur read his age. Every test the picture could be put to passed. So he actually was acquitted of treason. He was convicted of forgery for the selling the other paintings to the Rembrandt Society in the Rotterdam Museum. And unfortunately, was only was convicted was sentenced to a year in prison and ended up dying of a heart attack 3 months later. So
What made them suspect it was a fake?
nothing. That was his defense. They thought it was
No, but
real.
why did they arrest? I mean, what? Why
They
did they
arrested him
think?
for selling the painting to Göring. He's collaborating with the enemy.
Oh, he
Right, that's the
sold
point.
it. Oh,
He
I got it.
sold
He
it
did
to,
sell. Yeah,
he
yeah.
sold it,
Got
he
it.
was selling Dutch
Yeah.
national treasures to the
Yeah.
Nazis.
Yeah.
That's treason.
Okay.
His claim is he was cheating the Nazis. That's heroism.
Okay.
So if Vermeer and the Vermeergen are indistinguishable, then what distinguishes them? That's his point. What's different between a fake? Why is a forgery worth less than original?
You know, this question will come up with AI.
That's
They'll
true
be able
too.
to make the perfect Vermeer.
Right. Okay. If it is in
Anyway,
fact perfect, it's,
right.
and people have done that, have shown people Van Gogh's, for instance, and said, this was produced by AI, and everyone mocks it, and they say, no, actually, this is a real Van Gogh. It's like, because the reason, obviously, is that history and meaning inhere in with things that are ways not physically detectable, right? It has meaning to it. The fact that it was 300 years by the Dutch master and not by some guy yesterday, right? That
Yeah.
reality is historical, which is different from hysterical. The reality is hysterical too. So this is hysteresis. Hysteresis is a phenomenon where the output of a system depends not on the current input value, but also past history. You can't just look at something and say, this is what it is, what's what it means. And that comes up a lot, comes up in last week's Parsha, and when we talk about Tehillah.
Oh.
Right? Tehillah has to come from a Mechila Zon, from the Murex snail. Even though plant-based indigo is chemically identical, the actual chemical is exactly the same, but it's a mitzvah. It's from the chilazon, and it's not a mitzvah if it comes from the indigo plant. And Gemara acknowledges this. This is Gemara Menachot, Tanur Banan. Tchelet ein la bedikah. Tchelet doesn't. There's no test. I mean, now you can use gas chromatography and find impurities that say, yeah, this is clearly came from a snail and not from a plant. Then tell Gemara, there's no way to tell. So therefore, nitkachat ela min hamumcha. So you should only buy your techelet from a certified expert, because you know where it
Like
came from. You can't
Ethan
tell.
Schumann.
You can do that. Yeah, if Ethan tells you techelet, you can believe him. And the Gemara and Bava Metzia says, so it's silly that Hashem says, "Ani hu she'atid li farami mi she'tola." Just repeat that with me. Hashem says, I will come and exact payment from Shetola Kala Ilim Bivigdo, who hangs indigo from the plant on his clothing, Vomer Techelet, and says it's Techelet. Okay, Hashem knows the difference. And this I came across, because there's no coincidences. I was just looking at some of my old books, Yigal Yadin.
Yes.
He's a general archaeologist, has a series of books of his archaeology in Israel.
Yeah,
His
he did. Yeah, he
Masada,
was big, big, big. Yeah.
he ex ex Masada, he ex 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 Beitar, the Bar Kokhba rebellion,
Yeah.
and this his book on Bar Kokhba talks about it, things he found. We found several unfinished ritual fringes or tzitziot. The color of his dyed wool was identical with that obtained from the Murex brandaris, believed by many to be the biblical Tehillah. Okay, the Murex, yeah. Our analysis showed the color of our fringes was not obtained from murex, but rather from indigo and carminic acid. So, in fact, it was Kala Ilan. Right, in the 1960s, he could tell that with chromatography, but back then you couldn't tell. In disturbed times, as those of Bar Kokhba, it was most difficult to obtain this expensive dye, thus often imitated and faked. Lessons give the people of the cave the benefit of the doubt that they bought it bona fide from a non-expert, unaware that it was an imitation. It's a forgery. And it makes all the difference, even though there's no actual difference there. So Atkins says, okay, we're looking at our Parsha with Korach. Korach was trying to forge Kahuna.
Oh, forgery and forge. I never thought of that.
I guess that's what forgery means, right? You're making it. He's creating it right there. Right, this is the story of Korah. And they all took themselves out. And they stood before Moshe, along with 250 men of Israel, Nesi'eda, who were the Nesi'im, the leaders of the people, Kerei Moed, those who were called to the Moed, to the Eidah, Atzei Shem, men of fame, they Kalua Moshe Be'el Aaron, and they all gathered up against Moshe and Aaron, Rab, and they told them, you've taken too much. Because all the people are, congregation is all holy. And God is among all of them. Why are you making yourselves leaders, lifting yourselves up over the community of God? And Moshe hears and he falls down. By Rav Korach, Rav Korach, Neymar, and he tells Korach, here's what we're going to do. Boker, b'yodah, shevet, teshalo. Hashem will know who belongs to him. Ve'a kadosh, and who's truly kadosh, v'kri be'elav, who can come close to God. Ve'she yivchar bo, yakri be'elav, the one that God chooses will be the one that will come close. So you're going to do this. Kukulachem machto, take censers, take fire pans. Korach will call it a Korach and your whole people. V'tunu v'hen esh, and put fire in there, v'simol hen ketoret. And you're going to bring the ketoret. Lifnei Hashem, machar, tomorrow you'll bring the Ketoret for God. The Isha Shevchar Hashem Hu Kadosh. So whoever God chooses, you're all 250 plus Aaron, 251 of you. That's the one that Hashem will really chose for the Kahuna. Rabbah Chaim Bnei Levi, you're taking on too much here. And so then he goes back to them after the Datan Rabbi Iram, and
Wait,
you all these.
Moshe says this to them, Rav Lachem.
Rav Lachem, right? You.
He said Rav, okay, I didn't realize.
So, right. Korach says Rav
Yeah.
Lachem to him, and then Moshe's saying it back, Rav Lachem, you know.
Wait, but oh, B'nai Levi, yeah.
Right. So it's Korach. We may not say the 250 weren't all Bnei Levi, but all the name in the sense of the followers of Korach, who's a Levi.
And also there, Reuven, B'nai Reuven.
They're right. So I mean,
Okay.
these 250 Nisei Adah, the ones who are going to bring the Ketoret, they're not all Bnei Levi.
Right.
They are. That's who he's addressing.
Okay.
Bir Moshe Korach, and then Moshe later goes back to Korach, says, "Atav Adatacha, hey, you lifnei Hashem. You, all your people are going to be standing there before God. Atav Vehem, you, them, the guys, Baron and Aaron, Machar tomorrow. Test." Kula ish machtato, and everyone's going to take their fire pan, their censer. Atem alayim ketoret, v'krav tem l'tnei Hashem, and you'll bring to God ish machtato, chamishim v'tayim machtot, you have 250 fire pans, v'ata v'ara, and you, Korach, v'aron ish machtato, everyone takes their own fire pan with Torah. That Yud-Chet should have a circle. Okay, v'chu ish machtato. Okay, and then, so what they do? And so they all took their fire pans and they put the ketoret on there. And they stood there waiting. And Korach brought all the people together to watch this spectacle. And Hashem appeared to the people. And then we have the story. And we know that Aaron brings the ketoret, the rest of them die. Okay, and that's so the test of who the true Kohen is supposed to be is that through the Ketoret specifically. Aaron has been bringing that every day. This is now whatever, 6 months after the bringing of the building of the Mishkan.
And his
But
sons had already died.
right. That's it. If it's brought by an unauthorized user, that's why it's Ketoret is such a good test. We already know that leads to death, right? And that's the sense.
Right.
Ve'chu b'nei Aaron Nadav Avihu ish machatov the ish.
Oh.
Machta, exactly that exact same words, right? They took their own fire pans, like Nuva Hen Esh, they put the fire by Simon Hen Ketoret, right? That's exactly what Moshe is telling the Korah, right? Fire, Ketoret, they grew up in Hashem Isara, and that was a strange fire, Shalutiba Tam. It's a Eshmith in Hashem, the Cholotam, the Mutu in Hashem.
So weren't Korach's people afraid to do it because they knew it was fake?
So, why
Well,
is it a problem?
they didn't know. Did they know that God didn't want them?
Yes, but not them. So this is
Oh.
the Meshach Chachma, subtle point, okay? Right, what happened at the inauguration of the Mishkan? Okay, all the Nisi'im, there's 12 Nisi'im,
Oh.
Nisi'im brought Karbanot, specifically for the Karbanot, right? Ahim HaKri Baruch Mishon, Karbanot, the first one was Nachshon B'nei Nadav, Matei Yehuda. The silver spoons, the blood sprinkling cups, solet, full of flour, blubber shemen mixed with oil, the mincha, that was going to be a mincha. And they all brought a kafaka azaraza ha mleya. Each of the seeing brought ketoret as part of their gift, and that was accepted. Hashem says, take it. That was fine. They could bring ketoret. They've already done it a couple of months before. The Mishnah says that's what led to the tragedy here. So it starts out with a textual point. As Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, of
So
the flock.
the sons of Aharon, they did something else wrong. It wasn't just bad ketoret.
Right. I mean,
Well,
and we'll see that. I mean, the difference is that, so they bring this gift to Moshe, and Moshe asks Hashem. Hashem specifically says, go take this gift from them, right? They were commanded to be, it was accepted. That's clearly, that's the history. That's the history behind it. Same Ketoret, but one has a, Hashem says yes, and the other one, we didn't ask. But these Nisim are looking at it, saying, well, we brought that. The Nisim clearly brought it already. We're looking at this interesting textual point. This is a midrashic way of looking at Agadata. So, Atar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Avda Palga. Shmuel bar Nachman came and made a distinction. If a story begins with Vayehi, then bad things are going to happen. Vahaya, Simcha. But if the story, the
He
narrative,
made, yeah, Achashverosh.
and we
Okay.
have like, right? That's what he's saying. If the text introduces a story by he, whatever, then that's bad things are about to happen. It's Vahaya, then it was good things. Okay. And each land they asked on it. Wait, go through it. It says what it says. Wait, Bhaktiv, it says, Vayomer he or, Vayehi or, right? That's such a terrible thing. He says, Afi era simcha. That's not wasn't really happy. So zacha ol mishtamesh ba'ota ora. Okay, that this original light that didn't last. Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon, ota ora shebarak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom Rishon, that original, that primeval light that was created the first day, Adam tzofel mabit ba mesof olam tzofo. First can see forever. Given Shabbat Karsh Baruch Hu, who Dor Enosh, Dor Mabel, Dor Flagah, and Hashem saw that the humanity was about to degenerate over the next generations. Amad Beganza, Vihitkina, the Tzidikima, Tidlavo. Hashem hides away that original light and saves it for the Tidlavo, Tzidikim. The Vayhi Or, the light was there and then it was taken away. And then the Gemara goes, this is the Medrash goes on to other examples where they object. Wait a minute, what about this Vayehi? He says, yeah, that didn't
Yeah,
work.
right.
Go through one after another. And then it starts with our example, right? Vayehi HaMakriv.
Oh, the one that was accepted.
Right. And what do you mean? That's Vayehi HaMakriv, right? Vayehi. And then there's a story of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Amram said, Afhi Ena Simcha. This was not.
Oh.
Because Hashem said, this is foreshadowing that these Nisi'im would be the Nisi'i Eda who would end up going with Korach.
Oh.
Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon, b'shem Rabbi Levi ben Prata, and this is a mashal, ben polit minyan, someone who is minyan, who's appointed over the pot, a city councilor. A son of a counselor, Sheganav Emerchatz, and stole something out of the bathhouse. This is the mashal. We have Lani, Habalani, and the bath master, Mitjare Lomar Lo Shemo. It was afraid to accuse him directly by name, because he's got political connections. Avapikin Pirsimo still let it be known. Bachur Achad Lavush Levenim, right? It was this guy who was wearing the white robes. Everyone knows who it was.
Oh.
The mashal is here. Kaf Ava Bishalo Pirash Motan Shal Nisim, Shachalku Im Korach, Bochimo, even though it doesn't say who these were, who went with Korach, doesn't have any names besides Korach and Datan Aviram. Still, Pierre-Simon Benremes, here's a hint. They were called Nisei Eda Kriyei Moed Anshei Shem. They were the Nisi'im that had previously been named before.
Oh, so these are the ones. Okay.
Right? So this is the way the Meshech Chachma says, this is the ones, right? But that's it again. It seems to me. Kiha Reshnan, the 250 ish. How you Nisi'im, there were the Nisi'im, Elitzur ben Shteyor, who was the Nasi of Reuven, of Chevrav, and his colleagues. It was the 12 Nisi'im and plus the sub Nisi'im and them. Ra'u, and they see ki chinuchu ha-mishkan, because they participated in the Chanukah Dabayat of the Mishkan, mikabel ratzon korbanayhem, and their korban was accepted. And rak k'tor yachid lo matzanu sheyekarav l'shum adam rak l'nisim b'vat. And they were the only ones who could bring a ketoret. They could bring, right, brought the ketoret. They knew that. Shemishalahem kikrivu, right? They
Well,
brought
there
the
were
korban.
250 Nisim.
Well, we're saying, I mean, there's a whole hierarchy of leaders, right? There are 12 Nisim of the tribes in every Beit Aven and family group, and
Okay.
right? There are 250 that got the title of Nasi.
Okay.
So you have a vice Nasi and a mayor Nasi and a,
Okay.
county leader Nasi. But they figure, well, might be, right? Called Ketoret Yachid, so Nimser Letzibur Ketoret Zara. So in general, Ketoret of an individual that's not part of the Ketoret Tzibur that's offered by the Kohen Gadol, or by the Kohen rather, is a Ketoret Zara. Nadav Avihu Nisra Fuad de Ketoret. Nadav Avihu died. So these people thought that they are greater than the Kohanim, right? Nadav Avihu can't bring it, but our status is such we can bring it to her. Zeh Kol Eda. That means the Eda, which is the Nisim, Kulam Kedoshim, right? Not so much all the people, but all of us are holy, B'chama Hashem. She's got Mishkan. We our offering of Ketoret was accepted. We brought the inauguration of the Mishkan. So Moshe says, so we'll test for the Ketoret. That's the test. You are so proud of that. And this is what your mistake was. Midrash, right? That's we quotes the midrash that we just said that Vayhi starts out in a negative story. Uparach, and we asked Vayhi Makriv, was that a bad thing? And the midrash answered Shaholchin li Sarech Machlu Korach. That Vayhi ended up in disaster with Korach. Perish meaning, because their carbon was accepted, they misinterpreted what that meant, and they end up making a mistake. That's why they died in burning up.
The
You see that
Duke is
expression?
the 250. No, what is
No,
the
Duke is an
Hebrew?
abbreviation for Dayek v'timsa kal. Examine it will be obvious. Think about it hard enough.
Oh, the Duke v'timtze kal.
You'll
Okay.
see that a lot. And I love the expression because it reminds me of an old joke, which has nothing to do with what I'm going to say, but I love the joke anyway. So you have to listen to my joke over here. A certain famous mathematician was lecturing to a group of students and educated to use a formula where he wrote down the remark, the statement's obvious. They paused and looked at it hesitantly and said, wait a minute, is it obvious? I think it's obvious. More hesitation, and said, pardon me, gentlemen, I shall return. He left the room. 35 minutes go by. He returned, and with a sheaf of papers covered with calculation and face of look required for satisfaction. I was right, gentlemen. It is obvious, he said, and proceeded with the lecture. Okay, that's Dim Dukva Tim Sakal, right? If you think about it hard enough, it will be obvious to you. This will all make sense. Means something different to most of us. At any rate. Okay, back on track. Sorry. So that can make
Wait,
something
and go
obvious.
back. What is he saying is obvious
That this
that
why is this is why the Ketoret was the test, and this was the mistake that they made specifically. That they're willing to, you ask them, why don't they know about Nadab and Avihu? Why are they willing to stand there with the Ketoret? The answer is because they had already done that. That they already had
because
seen the example of Nisim had their Ketoret be offered. Same
oh.
Ketoret, same fire pans, that's the forgery question. If you looked
So
at
what's
it,
obvious is what's obvious?
that
why
this was
they.
the source of their mistake. You asked immediately why were they willing to bring Keturah? And clearly it's
Oh, so
obvious
it's
because in Parshat.
obvious why they thought they'll get away with this.
Right, because they had.
Because they had.
Or at least a subset of the Nisim had. Okay, that's Atkins' point about the forgery. Okay, same incense, same sensor, same fire, right? One's legitimate, one's not. You looked at it, you did the chemical analysis, same Ketoret. Why is one acceptable and one's not? What makes one a forgery? So this is Atkins again. The difference between Aaron's fire and the fire that killed his sons is not a difference you could photograph. The pans are the same bronze, the coals are the same coals, the incense, same 11 spices, same measures. The milk rises in the same way across the same curtain. Nothing in the right regard mechanistically is off. In a sense, though, this is the very thing that should raise suspicion. The thing that is off is not in the right, but in the context. Aaron's fire was commanded, theirs was not. History matters, right? It's got to fit in the context. And so that's the lesson that's preserved. Okay? So that Hashem says, you know what you're going to do? You're going to take these machtot. And you're going to hang them on the Mizbeach. Everyone's going to see these machtot forevermore, right? Afterwards, and these fire pans, these censers of these sinners, who sin with their lives, fade with their lives, and you will make them Mizbeach, and you will beat them into plates that will cover the Mizbeach, because they will grumble.
250 of them. No?
Yes. Okay, I don't know how big they are. I have the Mizbeach is pretty big, so you're gonna kind of beat them flat and paste them, nail them to the Mizbeach, because they were holy, but you will open Israel and they'd be a sign from Israel. And so Elzar takes these bronze fire pans, that the ones who were burned brought, and beat them into a covering for the Mizbeach. So you can roam the Bnei Israel and in memory for Bnei Israel shall Yikrav Ishzar shall Mizera Aron who laktir Ketorah v'Hashem. Ever remember not to bring the Ketorah. Ketorah, and there should no longer be anything like Ketorah and his people.
But Aaron's sons were Zerah Aaron.
Right. So theirs were not. I guess at that point it wasn't clear that there was a problem. Right, Aaron's sons died. There was no Zikaron afterwards. This is now later under Korach that Hashem says, okay, we need to post this up. And it's not, right, and clearly it's not the issue of Zera Aaron per se, it is the commandment. This is appropriate. Anything else is an issue of Zera. That continues. The Torah does not let the fire pan burn and vanish. After the fire has done its work, God gives instruction about the bronze, right? You will beat this to covering Mizbeach. Forgery is hammered into the original as the original's own warning label, right? You actually attach it to the Mizbeach. It is
Wait,
museum ready.
they talk about them burning. That was the earthquake thing.
No. So that I probably should add that passage. So that's how to view, remember, the two simultaneous rebellions. They just work together. There's the Korach and there's Datan Avira. Korach is it wants to be is complaining about Aaron, he wants to be the Kohen. Datan Aviram are rebelling against Moshe and the leadership of the people. Datan Aviram
And
die in
they're
the
the ones
earthquake.
who burned, and Korah's guys get swallowed.
No. Korach's
No.
guys get burned. Korach guys are bringing the Ketoret.
Who gets swallowed by the earth?
Datan and Aviram and their people. Okay, go. We'll read the parts of that, right? Here, let's go pull this out. Let's pull this inside. Yeah. I saw you. That was last week for you. You already saw this.
We did.
Okay, let's go look at the pasuk. Korah.
No, we didn't do it together in a class.
No.
No.
Right. You read this in your
Okay,
shul.
okay.
Okay. Okay. So here he's talking to Korah and Vayikuish and simultaneously, right? Right, they're all camped together. Specifically, and then that's the people with Korah. This is actually the Tatar Baviram.
Oh,
So you've
they're
got
different
these.
groups.
There are separate groups there. I should include this pasuk with what we're talking about,
Maybe,
right?
yeah.
Make clear that, right? The earthquake
Yeah.
was, right? The Aretz Tiftach Piha is a different group. This was an age, so just like that, Nadav. But
250 get burnt, and how many get swallowed?
we don't know. We don't have a number there.
Oh, but it's a different group.
It's a different group now, right? It's
Boy, that was
Korach that had a,
quite a day.
yeah. I mean, basically, they're both in response to Chedorlaomer Maragu and the fact that now, that Bnei Israel know that they're sentenced to 40 years in the wilderness. So now, kind of everyone's lost faith in Moshe. Now, as they try to take advantages, although
Well,
everyone's,
40 years, but also that they're going to die.
yeah.
Of course, everybody dies, so.
Everybody dies. Life is fatal. But they're not going to make it to Eretz Zavach HaLolash. So that's the tell. Hey, but the idea that he points out that the museum that keeps the known Vermeergen bolts the wall in a glass, captions a fake so everyone who passes can learn from the difference between an original artist and a copycat. So that's our Vermeer website has all the Vermeer. The Vermeer website has the Van Meergen art in it as well. Okay, because
Oh.
you learn that's the real Vermeer, the girl with the pearl earring.
Yeah.
That's the Van Meergen image. That's the Van Meergen. It looks like art.
Yeah.
Okay, both in the Rijksmuseum. Okay. And so that's relevant to me because Ruthie and Janet gave me a letter in the scroll. You read that, Rabbi Sachs?
No, but I have it.
Ah, I have it. I'm working on through it here. But there's an amazing line. The whole metaphor of the letter, the metaphor of the letter in the scroll, right? Baal Shem Tov, this is Rabbi Sachs, said that the Jewish people is a living Sefer Torah, and every Jew is one of its letters. Right. And I moved by the image, invites questions, the question. Will we in our lifetime be letters in the scroll of Jewish people? A letter on its own has no meaning. If letters are joined to others, they make a word. Words combine with others to make a sentence. Sentences can make a paragraph. Paragraphs join to make a story. That is how Baal Shem Tov understood life. Every Jew is a letter. Each Jewish family is a word. Each community is a sentence. Jewish people at any time a paragraph. Jewish people through time constitute a story, the strange but moving story, and the annals of mankind. I'm a Jew because knowing the story of my people, I hear their call to write the next chapter. I've not come from nowhere. I have a past. And if any past commands anyone, this past commands me. I'm a Jew because only if I remain a Jew will the story of 100 generations live on in me. I cannot be the missing letter on the scroll. I can give no simpler answer, nor I know a more powerful one. But that the idea that we're writing the story of our lives, we have a choice of are we writing a real story or are we writing a forgery? Are we faking what that story is? Okay, are you we're part of this Sefer Torah that's Knesset Yisrael, that's all of us there. That's the lesson of Korah, is that you can't be a forgery. You gotta be real. You gotta write your story, not pretending to be someone else's. And in
How do
fact,
you
it's
know
how do I know what?
if it's real or not? How do you know? Wait, pick
That's,
up
are you
pen.
pretending to be something that you're not? So Atkins' way puts it, right? Every one of us had to censor at some threshold. We take up the pen of humility, a pen of resentment, the pen of service, a pen of time, a pen of service, pen of ego. Same pen. It might be only God knows whether we're authentic artists or forger. You know,
Oh.
Hashem knows, and that's your job is to your job is to kind of figure that out. What is your part of the story there? Don't.
The pan of service or the pan of ego.
The Machta. Yes. And that's, I don't have much more to say than that. Is that just that image with Rabbi Sacks there, right? Right, you're writing the story, your letter,
Yeah,
your little
that is
piece of the
nice.
story. And that, like I said, that's his image there, that Korach was trying to write a forgery, to be someone that he was not, write a story that wasn't his. He was trying to be Vermeergen, trying to create Vermeers, where, you look at his
You
art,
could
he's pretty
tie this
good.
into, yeah, you
You can
could
write,
tie
you should.
this into Zionism. You have to be here to be part of the authentic story.
That's that you want to certainly argue that as well. That the real, yeah, if you want to be part of the story, you need to be part of where the story is taking place.
But maybe not. Maybe that's not right. Maybe the story is the people of Israel, not the land, the Torah. There's a feeling I've had that the Torah has been replaced by nationalism here for the bad settler types. It's not Torah, it's something else. That's the center of their lives. They're not leading Torah-centered lives like you are.
Okay, so
They're
that is a
leading
good question.
something else, ego, the pan of ego.
That's right. That's what it's for you. And it being honest with yourself, knowing it for yourself, which machta you're carrying,
Yeah.
not a trivial thing. So,
Yeah.
learning Ali Shore with Leah and Connie in there. That's you keep learn your muster so you can actually know who you are, know yourself. Make sure you're not forging your letter.
He likes the pan of service. He repeats it.
Yes, I do get the impression that he needs to work on the editing
Service.
there. That's always a problem when you're writing something every week. It's hard to get it all edited just perfect. I mean, it's a long
Yeah.
essay.
Eitz HaSadeh, Mazeh.
That's the name of his blog. So
Oh,
that's
it's a
this, that's
famous
Zoraakiv's.
song, Eitz HaSadeh.
Yeah, Ki Adam Hu Eitz HaSadeh. Let's see, about. Right, we're here.
What
There
is
we go.
the original Eitz HaSadeh?
Deuteronomy 20:19. Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh. Lo, right? When you conquer territory, you do not cut down trees, because trees are like people cannot run away. It says that we're spiritually the image of the Eitz HaSadeh represent that we must preserve in the face of great political, technological, cultural, political, and technological upheaval. That's the source of the mitzvah of Bal Tashrit. Bal Tashrit, don't waste. Preserve the Eitz HaSadeh.
Eitz
That's what he calls the Eitz HaSadeh.
HaSadeh. Yeah. I'm a rabbi. Wait,
It says,
let's read. I'm a rabbi, scholar, poet, coach, and lifelong learner. That's interesting. What would you write? I'm a doctor, scholar, lifelong
dilettante.
learner.
I have no authority, but people seem to occasionally listen to what things I have to say, which flatters me terribly.
Okay, he's a
I
coach.
like big words and obscure vocabulary.
You're a vocabularist.
Okay,
Vocabularist. All right, very nice. Wait, very, very nice. So, Korach, two different rebellions. That's a big new thing for me.
well, go back, even though you're going to read Hukat
Right.
this week, go back and look at those first couple of the
I have a
chapters in
chukat
Korah.
question for you. You're not there yet. So when are we going to do chukat? Next week?
Next week. Next week, we're here in Chutz La'aretz, we're going to do Chukat Balak together.
Oh, we're doing
So
chukat this week.
you do Chukat this week, and next week you do Balak. So Maybe I'll try and make sure we do something on Bella.
Okay, so in Chukot, a friend was trying to prepare Dvar Torah for her grandson's bar mitzvah. So, when with the hitting of the rock and the speaking to the rock and all
Right.
that, so this all happened before when they wanted water, and then he's supposed, then he takes the makel and he hits the rock, and
Right.
everything
Hashem
was
told him,
good.
hit the rock.
So, why did God tell him now to take the makel but speak to the rock? Why did he have to take the makel?
So the
It's
way
like
I
he
would have said it, the
was,
way Rashbam explains. So go back to
yeah.
Parsha Korach. Here's by Rabbi Shimon Shemar, Kach tematea bakelate, that take the staff, bakelate, and gather people, and speak to the rock.
Right. So why
Okay.
did he need the
Vaykach
makel?
Moshe
It's
tematem
like,
lifnei Hashem. So what's the staff that's before God? What staff are we talking
right?
about?
Well,
Okay.
I know there's a difference of opinion,
Okay, I'm going
you
to go with
know.
Rashbam on that one. Okay, let's go
Okay,
back to Korach and here.
it's the makel that they used in Egypt, or there's a medrash. It was Avraham's and Yitzchak
No,
and
this is, I
Yaakov's.
know, I would say it's not the magical Matel
No.
that Moshe used. Okay, after Korach, this is in Korach, right? The Bereshit Israel. Take one staff from each tribe, make it Nisim, and it's Aaron Kitov Matelevi, and then have Aaron's staff for the tribe of Levi.
This
Okay,
is
Vinach,
the Shkedi,
the
the
test, right?
Shaked.
You put in the all the thing do, you put it in the Omoed, and then Vinach, he's left them there, Vimachrav, Vimoshe, Vim Barach, Aaron, Vet Levi, Vet Say Perach, right? Which is saved, right? Okay, and then Hashem tells him, "Mishmeret put that staff into the Ohamoid as a remembrance for those who would rebel, and then their complaints should end." Okay, and that does that. So when he comes later in Chukah,
It's that makel that he's supposed
that's what
to
we read,
take,
right?
Aharon's?
Right? Vaykach tematem lifnei Hashem, right? Vaykalu etakahal, vayomer shumu lecha, mishumu nahamorim, right? This is the mater that's a symbol of Matene Mary. This is what they hit it. He said, "This remember what happened 40 years ago? You guys all rebelled." That's what this symbolizes.
So the mate he takes is the one that blossomed into the almonds?
Balance. Yes, that's the way I would read this. That's Rashbam. Right? He's not supposed to hit anything. It's there. It's the symbol. It's heal oat levene Mary, right? It's a symbol to those who would rebel, right? Remember
Oh, so
Hashem
he's
got the son of
taking the
God.
makel. No, and what about when it happened? Where was it? Me'Meriva?
This is
No.
Me'Meriba. This is
Where did it
the original
happen?
one when it was in Parsha Bshalach.
And that, what makel is that?
That's Moshe's.
Oh, so there are two
Right?
different makels.
Yeah, and two different stories. By Subhab, by Israel, and Barsin, right? And everyone makes the point that it's different generation, and that they're not having explicit miracles. We're not hitting rocks with sticks, right? We're just davening. We're using the power of our voices to pray, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is it. Right, if I'm not right. By Yom Hashem Moshe, Avor l'fnei Am, v'kach itcham zignei Yisrael, u'matcha asher hikita bo ti'ar, kach b'yadcha v'alach. Right, take that matcha that you did
Oh, he
the
tells
plagues
him
with,
which one.
right? It's the
But
play. It's the
now
one
he
that you
tells him ta kacha tamata, but it's a different one.
it's the one that's in the Ohel Moed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be my argument.
It's all very odd. It's inexplicable.
Yeah, many,
There
many.
he hits it and he tells him, take your staff. So he hits it. He forgot. He remembered he hit it and it worked. So he
And
hits it
Hashem said,
again.
take the staff and talk to the rock. That's what those are the words. And Rashi says, you know, he made a mistake because he got angry. Don't get angry. Don't lose your temper. People make mistakes
Yeah.
when they lose their temper.
Well, her Dvar Torah, I think it's from Rabbi Sacks. is that not that he got angry, but that he thought he should do the same thing. And there, it wasn't really a chait. He just wasn't the right leader anymore. He thought
Of
you
his
just do the
generation.
same thing, but this is a different door.
Right. They needed a
You
different
have to
lesson.
treat them differently. They don't understand that the hitting, they weren't slaves. Anyway, interesting. All very interesting.
Very interesting. Okay, I'm going to stop here.
Okay,
Now
good.
our
Have a good
right, so our
class.
recording
Shabbos. Wait,
has,
is Rabbi Shulman going to come to your class?
I don't know.
Oh, that's scary.
I'm the dilettante, right? I can say I'm
Chain
not
of
a rabbi, so I can
service.
say anything.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good
Okay.
day.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bye.